Even now, in the waiting room for the first job interview I'd had in years, my mind wandered to Mr. Morris. I felt the familiar sensation of arousal start in me, and then, just when I felt I'd have to start squirming, the secretary called out my name, and I walked slowly in to meet the boss. He was sitting in a large leather chair at the other side of the room, with a big, imposing desk in front of him. Funny, I hadn't expected the boss to be quite this old for some reason. Mind you, I don't really know what I'd been expecting. The company were quite famous in the area, mostly because of the eccentric reputation of the person who was about to interview me. Morris Stokes, local philanthropist, conservative in his views, gave generously to orphans and sick children. He was in his 50s, I'd say, in a starched black pinstripe suit with shoulder pads and stiff lapels. He had a stern look on his face and didn't get up to shake my hand when I walked in. He had elegant streaks of grey in his hair and a fastidious little moustache which looked as though it took a long time to get right in the morning. He was perfectly coiffured and had a musky, serious aroma. It was the smell of a grandad, someone with authority and experience. The room was seriously opulent. I hadn't quite realised just how big and grand corporate offices could be. This one was a monster, chock full of rich dark wood and intricate little pieces of art. He actually had one of those perpetually swinging ball corporate toys on his desk, click-clacking in the background.
"Sit down,"
he said in a harsh voice. I was aware that my hands were shaking. I couldn't screw this interview up. I sat down, relieved to take the weight off my trembling legs.
"Good girl."
What? Had I heard that correctly? Did he just call me a good girl? I shook my head. I was so nervous about this interview. My mind was playing tricks on me. I had to concentrate.
"I won't beat around the bush, Bianca,"
he said. I couldn't help but notice he'd used my first name. I was expecting him to call me Mrs. Morgan or, weirdly, young lady. It felt more like some kind of power play thing rather than a friendly informality.
"In this job, only hard workers will do. Are you a hard worker?"
Yes, very hard, I stammered.
"Good,"
he said, seemingly satisfied.
"And what is it you hope to get out of this role?"
I looked down at my lap, thought about my husband and our plans for the future. I thought about how expensive it would be to bring up kids in the long run, how much college cost. I thought about buying myself expensive sex toys to take the place of my drop-dead boring husband. But I couldn't say I was just in this for the money. I began to get really anxious, thinking about Dwight's face, about how much pressure he'd put on me to come here today, how disappointed with me he'd be if I messed this up, how he always made me feel like I wasn't good enough for him, and this was going to be the icing on the cake. I just wasn't the strong, capable businesswoman he thought I could be. Oh God, something was happening. Something very bad.